there. Welcome to the Happiness Between Tales podcast. Do you love writing, great fiction, culture, fine art, and compassion? I mean, truly love them. I'm Dahl, and I sure do. That's why I produce Happiness Between Tales, to foster creativity and understanding. As an Emmy Award-winning former journalist, join me on my learning to write and publish fiction journey. Wherever you find your podcasts, hit subscribe. That way you'll never miss a single completely free episode of Happiness Between Tales. While you're getting Happiness Between Tales delivered automatically, help keep it going by giving it a like, 5 stars, and a comment. And tell your friends so they too can enjoy Tale Wags and the making of tales. Check out happinessbetweentales.com for more information. And now, kick back and enjoy this episode of Happiness Between Tales.
Doves get loads of love. Pigeons get nada. Make that less than nothing. Why? As an animal lover since birth, the kind who was severely bitten by a dog when I was 6, yet who still never feared them, pigeon haters have always mystified me. Doves are white. Pigeons are colored. Doves are a little trimmer. Pigeons are a little stouter. A glance at Wikipedia underscores how pigeons and doves are basically the same bird. Getting all lovey-dovey over doves probably has more to do with the same kind of discrimination that exists for humans when it comes to weight and coloring. So what does a penguin and a pigeon have in common? Sure, both are birds, and one might consider what I mentioned about doves versus pigeons. In this case, however, that's not what I'm getting to. Marvelously, Penguin Books published Kathleen Rooney's novel, Cher Ami et Major Whittlesey, about a heroic pigeon. Kathleen's novel called Lillian Boxfish Takes a Walk sent me into such complete nirvana that I invited her to guest post on Happiness Between Tales, and she did. Now she's back to tell us about her historical fiction novel, Cher Ami et Major Whittlesey. She's a founding editor of Rose Metal Press, a nonprofit publisher of literary work in hybrid genres, as well as a founding member of Poems While You Wait, a collective of poets and their typewriters who compose commissioned poems on demand. Her most recent books include the novel Lillian Boxfish Takes a Walk and The Listening Room, a novel of Georgette and Lulu Magritte. Her reviews and criticism appear in the Chicago Tribune, the New York Times, the Los Angeles Review of Books, and Chicago Magazine. Today Kathleen describes the inspiration behind Cher Ami et Major Whittlesey, plus 16 reasons to celebrate pigeons. Go to indiebound.org to buy Cher Ami et Major Whittlesey from your own favorite local bookstore. On the Underappreciated Marvelousness of Pigeons by Kathleen Rooney. My novel Cher Ami et Major Whittlesey, a World War I story narrated in the first person alternately by a homing pigeon and an American military officer, both of them real-life heroes, has just been released by Penguin. The fact that the publisher for this book is named after a bird delights me because penguins and pigeons seem like an auspicious pairing. Of course, the story of World War I has been told often but never from the perspective of the courageous messenger pigeon who saved the lost battalion and helped to determine the war's outcome. Cher Ami was so famous in her day that when she died as an indirect result of the injuries she sustained in the conflict, they had her taxidermied and put on display in the Smithsonian. You can still visit her there today in their Price of Freedom exhibit, where she sits in her glass case among other important communication equipment. My hope is that if you love pigeons and decide to give this book a read, then you're in for a treat, and if you don't, then you're about to change your mind. Penguin understands that not everyone shares my admiration for pigeons, so as part of their marketing campaign, they asked me to come up with a set of pigeon facts designed to endear the birds to other people as much as pigeons have endeared themselves to me. Thinking fondly of the pigeon couple, Coup d'etat and Walter Pigeon, as my spouse and I named them, who moved in under the eaves while I was writing my book, I set to work compiling those facts. Coup and Walter and their babies Feather Locklear and Molly Wingwald have long since moved on with their lives, but the pigeon facts remain, and I hope they'll inspire you to look more closely at these remarkable birds and also to give my novel a read. 1. The word pigeon is a French translation of the English word dove. There's no scientific difference between the two, they're the same. 2. The common city pigeon, Columba livia, is a descendant of the rock dove and is one of the first birds ever domesticated by humans, probably dating back to about 4500 BCE in Mesopotamia. 3. Humans and pigeons have lived closely together for millennia, thanks in part to the birds' phenomenal homing skills, which allow them to return to their nests from up to 1,300 miles away. 4. In addition to being good navigators, pigeons are extremely strong with high endurance and have been known to fly as far as 1,500 miles on a single trip. They can fly as high as 6,000 feet and average a speed of almost 77 miles per hour, with top speeds of almost 93 miles per hour having been attained by some birds. 5. Because of pigeons' homing talent, humans have called upon pigeons to carry the news throughout history, ranging from messages on flood levels up and down the Nile in ancient Egypt, to the results of the Olympic Games in Greece in the 8th century. As early as 500 BCE, the Emperor of China used pigeons to receive messages in Beijing from outer provinces because a bird could travel in as many hours as it took a horse and rider days. Hannibal used pigeons during his siege of Rome, and Julius Caesar sent them to relay messages from his military campaigns in Gaul. Genghis Khan and his grandson Kublai Khan created a pigeon post that spanned a sixth of the world. Besieged Parisians relied on pigeon post in the Franco-Prussian War in 1871, and, of course, pigeons served as messengers in both World War I and World War II. During World War I, over 100,000 pigeons were used on the battlefield. 6. Pigeons are included in the Animals in War Memorial in Hyde Park, London, in honor, as the dedication says, of all the animals that served and died alongside British and Allied forces in wars and campaigns throughout time. It was unveiled in 2004 on the 90th anniversary of the start of World War I. 7. People didn't start calling pigeons rats with wings until this false idea was popularized in the 1980 movie Stardust Memories. Pigeons are actually quite clean and not at all disease-ridden. 8. Pigeons do not migrate, but rather adapt to one environment and remain there year-round, a lot like humans. 9. Pigeons are one of a relatively small number of species who pass the mirror test for self-recognition. 10. Pigeons can distinguish different humans in photographs. 11. According to a 2016 study published in Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences, pigeons can be trained to recognize dozens of words, with the most accomplished pigeon being able to learn as many as 60. 12. According to a 1994 study published in the Journal of the Experimental Analysis of Behavior, pigeons can successfully learn to discriminate between paintings by Monet and Picasso. 13. When pigeons mate, they mate for life. 14. Male and female pigeons share equal responsibility in raising their chicks. Both take turns sitting on the eggs and both feed the babies pigeon milk, a secretion that both male and female birds produce in their crops. 15. Pigeons are still kept as pets, bred, and raced around the world. In 2019, a Belgian racing pigeon named Armando sold for $1.4 million. The auction house said that Armando's athleticism made him, in soccer terms, the Lionel Messi of the avian world. 16. The brilliant inventor Nikola Tesla fell in love with a white pigeon who visited him at the window of his room in the Hotel St. Regis in New York City. I love that pigeon as a man loves a woman and she loved me. As long as I had her, there was purpose to my life, he wrote. Do you appreciate pigeons before this episode? Record your experiences, thoughts, and questions on my podcast page at Anchor by Spotify or email me at happinessbetweentails.com, where you'll find photos of Kathleen with her book, her snapshots of her pigeon family, and links for related topics. Follow her via at Kathleen M. Rooney. Like what you heard? You're supported by buymeacoffee.com/supportHBT would be much appreciated.
Thanks for tuning in. This is Doll for Happiness Between Tales. Send me your thoughts, questions, and suggestions through happinessbetweentales.com, where you can find out more about the show and me. To get Happiness Between Tales delivered automatically, be sure to subscribe. You'll help the show thrive by liking it, rating it 5 stars, commenting, and telling your friends to check it out. See you at the next episode for more tail wags and the making of tails.